Chilkoot Lake Road was transferred this week from the State Department of Transportation to the State Department of Natural Resources. That exchange has been years in the making. Now that the popular recreation area is under state parks control, renovations to the road that include bear viewing platforms could happen in time for summer 2017. Southeast Parks Superintendent Mike Eberhardt announced the big news by phone at a Haines Commerce Committee meeting Tuesday. DOT is no longer in the picture, he said. As of February 1st, DNR is the new manager of the Chilkoot Road. That's good news for the Chilkoot River Corridor Project, which was funded by the state about 4 years ago, but stalled because of issues with DOT. Here's Eberhardt.
So up until basically now, it's been up in the air as to when we would be able to move forward with the project, and now it's no longer up in the air.
But it's still going to take longer than some locals hoped.
As far as the improvements go on the road, the last that I've heard is they're postponed till next year.
We funded that 4 years ago, Albert and I. That don't sound right to us.
That's Haynesboro lobbyist and former state representative Bill Thomas speaking by phone, along with former state senator Albert Kukesh. They and others at the meeting were annoyed at yet another delay in the road improvements. DNR Chief of Design and Construction Reese Miranda said Wednesday that because of the delay in the road transfer, other projects were prioritized by the department. He said the earliest the Chilkoot improvements could happen is probably spring of 2017, so not in time for this year's tourism rush. Commerce Committee Chair George Campbell asked Eberhardt if DNR owning the corridor would lead to road closures.
Under what circumstances would this road be closed down, and how do we avoid that from happening?
So the reality is that it's just like the situation is going to be just like a state trooper closing down a state highway. If a state trooper feels the need to close a highway, you better probably make sure that there's a pretty good reason for it.
Congestion with bears, bear viewers, fishermen, and all of their vehicles is an ongoing safety problem on Chilkoot Road. Campbell asked whether that kind of crowding would be a big enough concern to close the road.
I just don't know what, you know, until we get into situations and, you know, like I said, I've never seen it. I've seen it a little bit unsafe in there, you know, even with, you know, bears standing on the hoods of cars, but I don't know that closing the gate would have assisted in those situations.
One thing that could help in those situations is a monitor to educate visitors about safe bear viewing. Great Bear Foundation Director Shannon Donahue asked about staffing at Chilkoot.
Are you planning on staffing the corridor with a bear monitor this summer? And assuming that these platforms do get built, we may have increased visitation. Is there any hope for increasing the staffing after that?
So, no, there's no increased funding for this project within the division. So the staffing that was there last year is basically what you'll see this year.
The staff includes one state parks ranger, Travis Russell, his technicians, and local volunteers. Russell divides his time between Chilkoot and other state parks land in Haines. At the meeting, he said he plans to reprioritize this summer and spend more time at Chilkoot. Tour business owner Sean Gaffney said he and others are interested in getting together local funding for a monitor on the corridor. For now, Gaffney said he is happy the jurisdiction struggle is over and DNR is handling the road.
It's been swatted around for 15 years, and they solved it.
Overall, Eberhardt said that management would not look much different under DNR. He said this summer his department might install an information booth and parking signs to help with safety. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.